Flagstaff, Arizona, darling, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Once you get hip to this kind of tip.
We're talking Arizona adventures. You got people that come across the world to ride Route 66 through Arizona.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Another book by Roger Naylor. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Remy became pretty obsessed with Route 66. So we went to Las Vegas for a rodeo competition.
Yes, you did.
But we had to get up Saturday morning and drive back to Prescott for the, you know, youth football all-star game. And, you know, played 2 hours and got back just in time for, you know, the rodeo run, which was, we got lucky. The chute broke and they were waiting for a welder and it delayed it about an hour and it gave us the cushion.
Just the time you needed.
But from Kingman to, you know, your turn off at Ash Fork, it's on Route 66. And we stopped in Seligman for gas, pulled in, and it said, you know, 7 miles to E. If you've ever been to Seligman, you're a long way either way from another gas station. And there's inside the gas station all these pictures of Mater and Lightning McQueen. And Remy's asking about, well, yeah, but that's, you know, this is the area that that's about. So the rest of the time, he's on YouTube watching all these videos about Route 66.
I love it.
He's got a whole Arizona trip plan, and now he wants to do the whole thing. I'm like,
you'll have to win the staycation next year.
No, I mean like from Chicago to Santa.
Oh, the whole
2,000 miles. I'm like, we might have to break that one up over a couple of years, our partner.
Man.
But wherever you're going along the way, you know, make sure. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with leaving on a whim, but you still have to be prepared. You know, you get stuck, you get flat tire, you get, you know, it never ceases. It always puzzles me when it's like 110 degrees and search and rescue is pulling someone off a mountain. I'm like, what are you doing on a mountain in 110 degrees? I mean, I'm all for adventure, I'm all for exercising, I'm all for exploring, but it's 110 degrees and you're on the side of a mountain with no shade. I mean, what is it you think you're accomplishing here?
Yeah.
In the wrong shoes.
Oh, man.
So
sometimes they just don't know what they're getting into.
Oh, I know. And it's sad. And a lot of them, you know, sometimes end in fatalities. And it's a young one. You know, there's a kid, I think he was 21 in the last couple of years, and they found him on Camelback Mountain in 21 degrees. It was very sad. And, you know, heat-related deaths are the leading cause of weather-related deaths in Arizona. Not really in that time right now, but it can also get really cold. You know, it was 37 degrees last night at the Whitman Plantation. You don't realize how cold that is unless you were stuck out in it for a couple continuous hours. And it's those times when it's cold that you have the least amount of daylight to warm up, so you've got these long periods of coolness. And going through, you know, Boy Scouts, you know, we spent hours going over the survival and the first aid and travel etiquette before we ever went on the trail. And you know, it gets very tedious and very boring, but you know, if you're a scout leader taking 12 kids out camping, you know, you got to make sure they can got some frame of reference of what's going on. And we have a lot of guides on our website about that and links from the blog today to all of our different preparedness guides. You know, always carry something in your truck and make sure you know how to change your tires. A bag, you know, if I ever got stuck and I had to hike out of my truck, I've got a bag that'll last me for 3 days getting out. And, you know, we've put all of those and detailed them together. One thing that was just added to that, if you've printed it in the past or used that in the past, I never was one that really liked GPS, apps, tracking, stuff like that. I'm like, you know, or even compass to a limited degree, I'm like, you should be able to find your way without these things.
Okay.
'Cause what if you had to? You know, what if you got to a spot, your batteries were dead? I mean, they've got... It would be pretty impossible to be in that situation with the solar chargers and, you know, if you're truly prepared. But the girls started hiking last summer. They'd drive up to Sedona and Flagstaff. And, you know, there'd be 3-4 hours where they were out of cell service on some of these trails. I started thinking, okay, so what if something did happen? How long would it take us to find them along that trail path? You know, once we actually got there, it'd still take a couple hours to get there, blah, blah, blah. So looking around, there are satellite phones that work anywhere you can see the sky. And what we got was the ones that they use in the Grand Canyon, all the tour guides that take the rafts down the Grand Canyon. Because it's a satellite, there's two different satellites. There's one at 4,000 feet and there's one at 22,000 feet. And that one at 22,000 feet, it's got a better service because of your line of sight. So we put that link in our resources page at rosieonthehouse.com in our blog. It's the NMARSAT, I-N-M-A-R-SAT phone. So if you've got kids that go out and about, or you've got somebody you know, that you need to make sure you can connect with no matter where they're at, that was one more item we added.